Hello and welcome to Flutzes and Waxels, a figure skating podcast to satisfy all of your skating news, analysis, and recap needs. I'm Mary Margaret Mertzos.
And I'm Alicia Mertzos, and we're sisters with a lifelong love for figure skating, practicing, watching, and discussing. So let's delve deep into our first segment of our last Olympics event.
It still feels very strange that we're ending with pairs at these Olympics. Normally, it's the first to go outside of the team event in the last couple of iterations. But I am relieved that pairs is last rather than the women's event, which was a bummer. It's amazing how different you can feel once we get away from that drama.
Yeah.
And a totally different discipline and a pretty well-skated event for the most part and a pretty enjoyable pair short program at the Olympics.
Yeah, this was a solid event.
Mm-hmm.
Very few teams did significantly worse than their best.
Yeah, and we had a real fight for a top spot in the short program. Mm-hmm. Some really strong skates from the top couple of teams. I kind of can't believe we got this lucky that it went as well as it did, and we'll see what happens in the free skate.
I was going to say, we're only halfway through. Yeah. We're through the easy half.
Yes, that's very true, but I'm relieved, to put it mildly, yes, that this was a much more pleasant way to start our morning than yesterday and the day of the women's short.
Yeah, it was a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into the actual skating, we did have one withdrawal.
Yeah. So Csetanina and Magyar from Hungary had to withdraw from the competition. He tested positive for COVID when he got to Beijing. And it's a shame that 3 out of 5 figure skating events were impacted by withdrawals necessitated by COVID. Luckily, you know, that didn't impact the women's event or the ice dance, but pairs, men's, and the team event were all impacted by it. And it's a shame, yet another thing that we've kind of gotten distracted from, the fact that this is the COVID Olympics and just being brought home at the last minute for... It's really unfortunate that these two weren't able to compete and we only have 2 teams who don't make the free skate.
Yeah, pairs is already a small discipline. Losing 3 or 4 teams is already kind of depressing.
Mm-hmm.
But to lose only 2, particularly when especially one of those 2 skated very much up to their potential and it just wasn't quite enough.
Yeah, it was close for the cutoff, about a point. And yeah, it's hard when it's literally just 2 teams that we can't put in. Again, it's scheduling is hard at the Olympics and I get it, but it is still tough when it's only 2 teams who don't get to make it through.
And when we only have a total of 16 in the free skate because of how small the flights have to be, that makes sense, but it is not helping the growth of pair skating.
Yeah. But let's get into the actual skating of this event. It, as we mentioned, was a real fight for top spot, but just eking it out in first after the short were Sui and Han from China. They looked fantastic yet again. They were fantastic in the team event short program.
Yeah.
And I think even better here. And I'm glad to see it really rewarded.
I mean, they were perfect.
Yeah.
I am shocked at how few 10s they got. They only got 3.
I think probably in large part they went first of the final flight and maybe were saving room, but... That's what the 6-0 was for. We're not supposed to need to save room in IJS.
And they did everything right. Nothing went wrong. Even the side-by-side triple toes, their weakest element of the short program, was good.
Yep. No loss of levels anywhere, which is going to be vital for them going forward because it is a really tight competition. And this is a fantastic program that's really well choreographed and that they perform impeccably. I don't know what else they could do beyond what they've done here.
Yeah, the speed and power is ridiculous, especially when you take into account the stark contrast between them and the Russian pair teams, where the men are so much taller.
Yeah.
Watching them stand waiting to go out for warm-up and looking at Song Han and seeing he is like a full foot shorter than the shortest Russian man in that group.
Yeah.
But there is no impact on speed and ice coverage.
Yeah, exactly. And height on the throw and twist, fantastic. I'm excited to see their free skate, which mm-hmm. we haven't seen nearly enough this season. And they are intending to put in a quad twist to really try and up that base value against the Russian teams, who are all extremely strong. And I'm really excited to see them hopefully deliver all that they are capable yeah. of on home ice here.
I'm excited and preemptively devastated for whoever doesn't win.
Yeah.
Because if they continue to skate like this, our silver medalist and our fourth place finishers and our fifth place finishers mm-hmm. will be justifiably devastated.
Yeah, this is, but at least this is the good kind of devastated, where exactly. at least here, like, the top teams just about did everything they were capable yeah. of. There's little things here or there, but everybody skated well. And so, yes, it sucks to be, like, our fifth place team who's not in the final flight, who also had an amazing skate, but there were just so many of them that yeah. they're the odd ones out. That at least is a kind of devastation that I can be happy with.
That's the kind of devastation I want to see in figure skating, mm-hmm. where everybody does their best, and if your best just isn't quite good enough, mm-hmm. it's heartbreaking, but it's not because you could have done more.
Yep, exactly. So we'll see what happens with Sui and Han, if they can be consistent in all their elements, particularly those side-by-side jumps and putting in the quad twist.
We'll see how the quad twist goes. It is a big risk of mm-hmm. a decision. It is worth a lot of points if done really well, but there's a huge risk of it being done mediocre or not great.
Yeah, or even if it's done really well, that maybe it has an impact on the rest of the yeah. program. Hopefully not as much, because this isn't a new element for them. They had it like 6 years ago
during
at least.
The quad fest.
Years ago, they used to compete with quad twists and quad throws.
Yeah, and
haven't done it in a while.
There was no need to, because we disincentivized quads and pair skating, mm-hmm. but pair skating has sort of reattained that ridiculous level of yep. quality that
they feel they need it yeah. as a, you know, as a bit of a stopgap, because their base value in terms of the side-by-side jumps isn't quite as high as some of the other Russian teams they're up against. And they can be a little bit more inconsistent for them. Same with some of the levels have yeah. been inconsistent in the past. So having that little buffer,
they might need it.
Yeah, they might need it. Although, even though they skated first in this final flight, they still won the PCS. Mm-hmm. It was close, but they did. And if they skate last at home with an amazing skate, even with maybe one mistake,
yeah,
I could still see them deserving top PCS marks.
100%. It's going to be a math game tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I love about the current state of pair skating.
Yeah. It's anybody's game, really. And our second place finishers after the short, Tarasova and Morozov from ROC, are just within tenths of a point.
Less than two tenths back.
Yeah.
Which is just absurd.
Yeah. They won the TES, just lost out on the PCS, but it was really close between these two teams. And I mean, deservedly so in a lot mm-hmm. of ways. What helped Tarasova and Morozov more than anything is they won the skating skills. And I mean, it's hard to argue with yeah. that. We have said for so many years that this team just has such quality, and it's been their inconsistency on especially jump elements and occasionally lifts that lets them down. And they were as good as I think I've ever seen them here.
Yeah, really. At the end of the day, the reason them winning the TES wasn't quite enough is because they have a smidge of lower base value.
Yep, based on the throw. They do yeah. the throw loop versus the throw flip for Sui and Han.
Yeah, it is a couple of tenths of a point.
Yep.
And they still made that up in GOE, but we're talking less than a tenth of a point.
Yeah. It is just so close after the short program. At the same time, though, I always worry about these two making silly yep. mistakes, because unfortunately we've seen it before. They were in this position
four years ago
and wound up off the podium. Luckily, they don't have to skate last this time. And I think the program will help them more than Candyman did 4 years ago, hopefully.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Can they live up to the pressure of history repeating itself. Well, I just have to wait and see. But I hope that they can at least have a skate that they can be proud of and not feel the regret that it's hard to imagine they, you know,
haven't felt at times over the last 4 years when things like lifts go awry.
Yeah.
When it's just a jump, well, that's kind of unavoidable. It's going to happen eventually. But the thing I am the most concerned about is their lifts in the free skate.
Mm-hmm.
Because they haven't been as consistent as a team this good should be on lifts.
Yeah. And I feel for them too. I mean, even when they've been at their best, like at Worlds a couple seasons ago, where they had a fantastic competition clean in both programs. And then Sui and Han came after them and were also fantastic and clean and still beat them out. Who knows whether that'll happen again? Maybe they get lucky and they win the whole shebang. It is so close that it's possible. We'll just have to wait and see if they can handle that pressure.
Yeah. And if we see the best of their fight.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Third, we had Mashina and Galiyama from ROC, who also scored fantastically here, close to their personal best and close to the previous world record before this Olympics started. Yeah. They also did really quite well here. They have been so consistent the last two seasons, and that has continued here. They also, you know, were clean, got all their levels, no major issues. But for me, I still, not as much as in the team event free skate, but I still kind of felt that Alexander Galiyamov looked a little shakier than I'm used to seeing him. Not as much as in that team event short, but just on little things, things like the landing of the triple sow, moments in like the step sequence.
Even just a little more focused and dialed in to get the lift up.
Yeah.
Little things like that shouldn't make a difference in theory because they are so good, particularly on the technical side. But when you're competing against other teams who are just as good on the technical front and make it look so easy and simple.
Yep.
Those little details like the quality of the landing on the side-by-side jumps, the amount of effort he's showing in moments of the lifts and the throws, little teeny tiny issues on the step sequence or the transitions. It was enough here to put them into third.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see how they deal with this. It's kind of similar to where they found themselves at Worlds last year. And again, their consistency has been so solid the last two seasons that it wouldn't surprise me at all to see them just lay it down, have a good, clean technical skate, and put the pressure on the two to follow. Then again, they really faltered in that team event free skate, and you have to wonder too whether that's playing on their minds at all.
Yeah, and he did still have tape on his hand today.
Yeah.
So if there is an injury, that's always a bigger risk in the free skate than the short.
Yeah. Yet again, we will have to see. But I think they, you know, are in a good place for sure. They're, you know, not quite 2 points off of first place, which is far from insurmountable, but probably will require mistakes from the two teams ahead of them and for them to be just totally clean.
I mean, if they're totally clean and Tarasova and Morozov are essentially clean, I do think they might eke up into second.
That's fair. Yeah.
If Sui and Han are clean with a quad twist,
there's kind of
no beating that.
Yeah. Fourth, we have Boykova and Kozlovsky, also from ROC, and they also had a pretty solid competition here in the short program. Just too many little things as compared to the teams ahead of them, but they're, you know, at 78 points, they're not that far back. I think they will need others to make mistakes to pull onto the podium. But under so much pressure, it could happen.
Honestly, I'll be surprised if no one makes major mistakes in the free skate.
I will be thrilled. I dare not hope to expect it. But
no.
It would be fantastic.
It would be incredible, but I dare not expect it.
Mm-hmm.
So these two absolutely could capitalize on that. But things like the throw triple flip was not as good as it can be this week. It also was not as bad as it has been.
Yeah, she just had a hand down, much better than, you know, for like a good season and a half where she was just falling on it almost falling constantly.
Or stepping out, yeah. Or really dramatically putting a foot and hand down.
Yeah, this was definitely better than that. But I think more than anything, what really hurt them were little things like losing levels on the lift and the death spiral.
Yeah.
Again, those base value points when everybody's got basically the same base value and getting level fours on everything set them back from the top three teams ahead of them.
Yeah, this panel was really strict on death spiral levels. Yeah. So I think that's slightly less concerning because mm-hmm. there's a good chance that's going to happen to everybody in the free skate.
Yeah.
But that one level lost on the lift, good for safety, mm-hmm. bad for points.
Yeah. I hope that they can also just lay it down in the free skate and see what'll happen. Again, if others make mistakes, I could see them pulling up onto the podium.
Yeah.
But I think they will need to be clean to do that. And I hope that they, you know, are ready to go and we can, at a bare minimum, land the throws.
Yes.
And really make it a fight.
And not have any major lift issues. We can have minor ones, but cannot have major ones.
Yes. Fifth, also pretty close to that podium, are Pong and Jin from China. And I have missed this team so much. Both Chinese pair teams I've missed so much this season.
But especially Pong and Jin, because we've seen mm-hmm. them even less.
Yeah. And they were fantastic here. What let them down was, again, death spiral levels. Mm-hmm. They only got a level two. And they skated not in the final flight. And I think that really impacted things like the PCS, as unfair as that is. But I just love their skating so much. And they are so clearly having the time of their lives out there, have fantastic elements. She landed her triple toe.
I was so excited when she landed the triple toe. I will say, on top of being in the penultimate flight as opposed to the final flight, I do think the music choice also didn't help them mm-hmm. in the PCS category. Their skating and the choreography itself is great.
Yeah.
The music is awful.
The fact that this program is bearable at all owes entirely to their skating, their performance, and the choreography. Because, yeah, this is a really weird music selection of Alicia Keys over top of Moonlight Sonata. It's a strange choice.
It's also not mixed very well. Mm-hmm. And so you can't clearly hear Alicia Keys over Moonlight Sonata, but she's very present.
Yeah, it's hard to understand what's being said. Like, you can hear vocals, but for me, like, actually understanding the words was harder. I gotta be honest, I do not hate this program, and I think it's entirely them bringing me along for the ride and partially just me missing their skating, I think. But
I still had a good time. I just wish we were skating to actual Moonlight Sonata.
Yeah, or actual Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
Like, just pick one and stick with it.
Honestly, I would even prefer cutting them together randomly as opposed to over top of each other.
Yeah. But we'll see. They're also not too far off of the podium.
Another about 2 points back of Boykova mm-hmm. and Kozlovsky.
Yeah, and 4 points back, 4.5 off of third. I think it'll be tough for them to push onto the podium. But if there's many people with mistakes, it's also not impossible. But they'll definitely need to be cleaner than they were in the team event for skate.
And we need to hope the death spiral doesn't backfire on them, which I am concerned about still.
Yeah. But we will see. Sixth place, we had Kinnearum and Fraser from the U.S., who went really, really early and led for a long, long time. And it's good to see them having two really solid short programs here at the Olympics. The free and the team event was a little shakier, but they look just solid and confident in this short program.
Yeah, and this short program, I think, is probably the best they've skated it all season. I, at the beginning of the season, felt like they weren't really engaging with the build of the music.
Mm-hmm.
I think that still could be better, but I think it was probably the best it's been up to this point.
It's grown a lot. I think for me, I would still say the team event iteration of this was that little bit better. They scored almost exactly the same.
And I think that's very justified. I think they were very comparable.
Yeah. And, you know, getting the jump elements done, which is
their weak point, like most teams.
Exactly. And their pair elements, things like the lift, death spiral, twist, are all really solid.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to see how they fare against the other U.S. team here, Kane Gribble and Leduc, who finished right behind them, literally a tenth of a point behind them in seventh.
I was a little irritated for Kane Gribble and Leduc because I do think they also completely delivered.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they did also have one more noticeable mistake, yes, as compared to Knierim and Fraser. She apparently hurt herself a bit in practice a couple days ago, and so we had a 2-foot landing on the throw, yeah, triple Lutz, which is understandable, but does, you know, when we're comparing, yes, these two teams to each other, that's one more mistake than Knierim and Fraser had.
Absolutely. Mostly it's the Natalie Peshla of it all.
Yes.
Being one tenth back.
I mean, at least they're still in the same warm up group. Yes. And a tenth of a mark is obviously, they can make that up
easily
if they skate well.
Yeah.
And based on how they skated here, I mean, they were just so clearly thrilled to be at this event. Everything outside of the throw looked fantastic, yeah, including the triple loops, which helped them a lot, just that bit of base, yeah, value advantage over everybody else.
And also the twist, which has improved in, yep, leaps and bounds over the last 2-3 seasons.
Yeah. And honestly, too, just this program has, yep, grown on me so much all season long. I didn't love it the first time I saw it, but it just has clearly grown to be kind of a very personal program for these two. And it really shows off both of them fantastically. And their matching and some of the tricks that they can do because of Timothy's flexibility that, yep, other teams just cannot do.
And also Ashley's height. The, yeah, two of them are so impeccably well matched,
yeah,
in a way that shouldn't work for pairs, yep, because that height difference usually causes major issues. But we see from a team like Sui and Han as well, who, yep, have a very small height difference, determination and grit can, mm-hmm, get it done and get it done superbly well.
Yeah, and you know, having choreography and choosing music and programs and styles that suit them. They're not trying to look like every other pair team out there. And it's refreshing.
I mean, they're very intentionally trying to not be like every, exactly, other pair team. And we need more of that.
Exactly. I was thrilled for them and excited to see if we can have, you know, a comparable skate in the free. And
should we be so lucky?
I can only hope we will end this on a high note. Eighth, we had Miura and Kihara from Japan, who also went pretty early here, and were so close to clean. Unfortunately, just the side-by-side triple toes, she popped hers to a double, and that was literally the difference, basically.
Between sixth and eighth.
Yeah. The other things were a couple little level issues that I'm sure they'd like to, yeah, clean up, but they're small enough things. It really was the double toe,
yeah,
that really hurt them, unfortunately.
That said, they're not that far back, yeah, of that sixth place, which, mm-hmm, we all know was their objective.
Yeah. I think top five, they originally said. But even that, they're, yeah, like 5 points off, yeah, of
they're
top five.
Very close to challenging for that top group, mm-hmm, which I... singles makes me consider it six.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
That top six is very much within their grasp. Mm-hmm. And if...
I mean, if they skate the way they did in the team event, yeah, free skate, they will be just fine.
And if they settle in a little bit more, I think we can see the quality of performance that they've always been capable of.
Yep.
Along with the technical proficiency they've developed over the last couple of years.
Yep. Ninth, we had Safina and Berulava from Georgia, who had to go first, unfortunately. And yet again, Georgian skaters, for me, getting a bit underscored here.
Absolutely. It was the going first, mm-hmm, the being new, being technically still juniors.
Yep.
It did them no favors here, in spite of the fact that they skated really quite fantastically well.
Yeah, I think for me, maybe the best they've skated this short program. Yep. All of the jump elements were fantastic. Lift always fantastic. Their spins just so close together that it was alarming in some ways, but so in sync so that we did not have a disaster because they were so close together.
I always panic when they do their spins and they always go well.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just mind-boggling how good they are at side-by-side spins as a new team.
Yep.
The thing holding them back besides criminally low PCS,
mm-hmm,
was that death spiral. They, yeah, were one of the victims of this panel having none of it when it came, yeah, to death spirals. They only got a level one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, you know, something they would like to fix up, obviously, I'm sure. I think the other thing is they are still, you can tell they're a newer team,
yeah,
especially in things like the step sequence. They are often separated from each other. There's lots of separation in their skating between the elements, and the elements are fantastic. For the long term, I'd like to see them work on, yeah, you know, the skating as one part of things. But yeah,
but based on how quickly those elements came together, that's mm-hmm. coming in 6 months.
Exactly. They have not been together very long at all. And I wouldn't have had them a placement higher.
No.
I don't think, just points wise.
Yeah.
Closer to 70, I think, would have been fair for a really fantastic skate that they put out here. And then 10th, we had Delamonica and Guarise from Italy. And they changed around the entrance into the side-by-side triple toes, which I think definitely worked out for them here and yeah. was a good idea. They both landed them pretty well here and made me excited for how well the rest of this program might be able to go.
It definitely still has an impact on that grade of execution because mm-hmm. it is a really long, deliberate, different setup.
Yeah.
So the panel doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But what's more important than the panel liking it is you landing it.
Exactly.
So that was worth it. The twist went pretty well as well. Not the best twist they've ever done, but a good one.
Yeah.
And then I started to get excited and that was a mistake.
Yeah. Then she fell on the throw triple loop, which is a real shame because outside of that one element, they skated it really quite well. They also got hosed on death spiral levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of level ones and Bs and twos.
There were some that went in as invalid and yes. eventually got upgraded to a B, and that felt like a victory.
Yeah. So it's a bit of a tough one for them, but at the same time, it could have been worse. They yeah. are still in the top 10 and they're not that far back from especially Safina and Berilava. If they can have a good free skate, could, you know, try and push a little higher.
Anything could happen in that free skate.
Exactly. 11th, we had Barquero and Zandron from Spain, and they had a pretty solid competitive outing here, and great to see them as well, just so obviously thrilled
yeah.
to be here. They were one of those who got the B death spiral upgraded from a big bad zero. So, you know, something's better than nothing.
Yeah, with some negative GOE, it mm-hmm. wasn't a great death spiral.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand the justification for the Bs and ones when...
It was pretty harsh here.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of, you know, my experience and my confidence in my own judging, pairs is definitely the lowest
yes.
of all the disciplines.
But I do know my death spiral level features.
Yeah.
And they got a full revolution with her mm-hmm. head below his knee on the death spiral. So that should be at least a one.
Yeah. The other thing too, and there were a whole bunch of teams, the camera operators and the producers really loving the overhead
uh-huh.
shot of the death spiral. And I'm just like, I can't assess any features yeah, with no. that overhead. I have no idea how well anybody did actually on the death yeah. spiral.
Unless you can predict that he's about to sit down and she's going to go sliding.
Yeah.
There is no reason to cut to overhead.
Yeah. Luckily, there wasn't too much overhead outside of the death spirals, randomly. I hope uh-huh. that we don't do that in the free, but...
Particularly if this panel's going to be really harsh on death spirals.
Exactly. I need to be able to see. There were so many where it was like, oh, is her head getting low enough? Overhead shot.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so I have no idea what just happened there.
Gee, thanks, camera operator.
Yeah. But they did really well here,
yep.
and I'm excited for them and hope they can be as happy with their free skate as they were with the short program here.
And a big win for them that should have been happening earlier this season.
Yeah, they finished just, but barely ahead of James and Radford from Canada. And they had a not too bad program here. Their main issue was popping intended triple toe, side-by-side jump to a double toe. And then just some level issues.
Yep.
But again, this was a tough panel. Lots of people were getting level issues. There were no, you know, big major mistakes on things like the lifts or throw falls or
yeah.
scary spacing issues like we've seen in the past. They do seem to be kind of settling into the partnership better. This was not a disastrous skate by any means. It was just too many little things.
Yeah. The newness still shows. As mm-hmm. much as they've improved from the start of this season, it is still really obvious that they're a new partnership. Things mm-hmm. like searching for each other's hands between elements, mm-hmm. things like not quite timing the step sequence perfectly or the entry to the side-by-side jumps with mm-hmm. each other perfectly.
Or even things like the spins. And I gotta say, in terms of unity in pair spins, this was maybe the best competition for that I think I've yes. ever seen. And so theirs was a little bit noticeable in, you know, some of the positions being not quite yeah. the same. When this was a really impressive competition in terms of the spins,
yeah.
a lot of people did like the best spins they've ever done. Yeah.
With perfect timing, perfect yep. matching in the positioning. And that's where things like giving them half plus threes
mm-hmm.
when it turned out to come, we were going to have a ton of amazing spins yeah. that we couldn't reward because we gave this one plus threes.
They did also get a level two on yeah. there. Because again, they're going for some difficult positions that can be tough to achieve.
And they took turns not achieving yeah. them.
Yeah, overall, again, this was not a disaster by any means. I'm sure they would have wanted more from this. But again, the panel was, even though they went third, willing to go with them on the PCS. Yep. They are very close. Like 10th through 14th are kind of essentially tied, like just over a point between yep. all those places. So they could have some movement with a skate like they had in the team event free skate.
We'll they just could have also to see. Have some movement if they have yeah. a skate like the short program at, what was that?
Zagreb?
Yes, in Zagreb. They've had some good skates.
Mm-hmm.
They've had more really rough skates.
Yeah, we will just have to see. But definitely a win for them, I think, beating out the other Canadian team here, Moore Towers and Marinero, in 13th.
Just barely.
Yeah, half a point. And separated by a warm-up group, which has also got to be frustrating for these two. It's really one thing.
Yeah, everything else. We've been talking about their twist all mm-hmm. season and how it's been really rough. It's still not great, but it went fine. It wasn't terrifying. I've gotten mm-hmm. used to this version of their twist.
Yeah, it was comparable to all the twists they've been doing this season.
Slightly better than I think a lot of them in terms of the catch.
Mm-hmm.
The height wasn't any better, but he seems to be getting better at catching her a little bit sooner so that we don't have that crashing down landing.
Yeah, and they didn't lose a ton of levels, got threes on the step sequence and the death spiral. That, you know, is in good stead with most yeah. of the rest of the teams here. Side-by-side triple toes were really good. Lift was solid.
The spin just, was really good.
Yeah. Just that throw.
Mike, you have done this twice.
Literally.
Twice.
Unfortunately.
If you're new here, we did a dumb award show
yes.
in the summer of 2020. Mm-hmm. And the final award was the ultimate Waxel, a.k.a. yeah. the Waxy. Guess who won?
Yeah.
Mike Marinero.
Doing the throw and then falling.
On his stomach.
At the Grand Prix final, too. Like uh-huh. a big pressure competition. And that initial one was kind of funny. It was, especially since she landed the throw and he fell. And it was a bit of a lighthearted, well, this sucks, but it's
And the
amusing.
Screenshot was hilarious mm-hmm. because you have Kirsten with her dress splitting, too,
mm-hmm.
looking so satisfied with herself having just landed the throw and Mike lying on the ice.
Yeah.
This time was more depressing because, A, you've already done this once. It's not yeah. funny anymore. And B, you both fell.
Yeah, it's just such a shame because, again, it was going so well. The rest of the program was totally solid, but getting two fall deductions and minus fives on a big ticket element, and of course it impacts your PCS when uh-huh. both of you fall on an element. It's just such a shame, and I can only hope they get angry and skate better in the free skate and we don't have these kinds of silly mistakes because yeah. it was very much a silly mistake.
Yeah, they didn't have a ton of speed going into the throw.
Yeah.
And then he jumped it.
Yeah.
Which I understand the instinct and I am not a pair boy. I have never thrown somebody
yeah.
that way. But it stands to reason that if you jump as you throw somebody, you're going to pitch forward and mm-hmm. your toe picks are going to get in the way, which is exactly what he did.
Yeah. Well, and also makes it harder for her to
uh-huh.
land the throw, which is what happened as well. Yeah, it's a shame. This has been a really tough season for them, and I had hoped that things were turning around.
That said, based on the way they skated the warm-up, this went, frankly, better than I was expecting.
That is true. Kirsten also had a moment where she just nearly, like, collided with the boards, seemingly
knocked herself over for what looked like no reason. They looked very nervous today, and I am concerned about the free skate.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, but this was a nervous program, I think, for them. 14th, we had Haase and Siegert from Germany, and great to see them actually be able to compete here after he tested positive for COVID when they arrived for the team event and was in quarantine for, I think, like a full 10 days.
Yep, it was a full 10 days. He said he got out over the weekend last week.
Yeah.
So they had just a few days to train for this event, and considering that, this was a fantastic skate for them.
Yeah, I am a big fan of this program of theirs.
Yes.
And really the only major issue was she fell on the throw. But the rest of it, the rest of the elements were as good as they have ever been for a team who had to take some real time off at an important moment. It's impressive to see them doing as well as they did here. And it's just such a shame she couldn't hold on to the throw landing.
Yeah, I mean, they're still so young and inexperienced. I was concerned for them that the COVID quarantine was going to really impact their performance here. And it kind of didn't.
Yeah.
If they hadn't had a quarantine and had had this exact same skate, it still would have been a good skate for them.
Yeah, exactly. 15th, we had Kops and Krasnopolsky from Israel. And I haven't seen a ton of them since Nebelhorn when they qualified for this.
We haven't seen a ton of them, period.
Well, also that.
Because this is... Do not get attached.
Yes. Basically, he has had so many partners.
I think it's literally seven since 2014.
Yeah. And it's a shame because he is clearly a strong pair skater. She, I think, as well, is clearly a strong pair skater.
And charismatic and a wonderful performer.
And they did pretty well here in terms of the technical elements for a team who is so new together and hasn't had a ton of competitive experience. Really was little things like the step sequence, which he was really struggling on.
That... Where he nearly fell twice on two different twizzles.
Yeah.
It's that and the connection details. Because they've been together so little time, those in-between moments aren't seamless.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what the free looks like, if we can avoid those silly little mistakes. Because they clearly, you know, have talent and potential. Mm-hmm. I just refuse to get attached.
Because... Until he sticks like a full 4 years with somebody, I am refusing to get attached. Because he keeps switching after 1 to 2 seasons with somebody.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so frustrating because...
Imagine what could have been if we stuck it out with somebody. Anybody,
frankly. All of his former partners have been really good.
Yeah.
Including Haley Copps. But I do not trust him to stick it out.
Yeah. And then 16th and last to qualify into the free skate, we had Ghilardi and Ambrosini from Italy. And they just looked a bit shaky, unfortunately. Yeah. She had a fluke fall on kind of nothing after the twist.
The twist went okay. Mm-hmm. And then she just tripped over her own toe picks, getting kind of pulled along by him on the way to the triple sows.
And that's the thing. It was leading into the side-by-side triple sows, which has always been a bit shakier for her, especially, and she fell on that. And then I think for me, the whole rest of the program was just not as big and fun as it kind of needs to be. They're going for, you know, Mambo Italiano, having a fun, you know, cheesy character-driven program, and it just didn't have the impact it needed to for me, unfortunately.
They wound up a decent bit behind the music for most of the program, and in pairs, you can't really jump ahead to get caught back up. You kind of have to do your normal choreography. And so that definitely didn't help because some of the accents weren't where they should have been.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just a kind of nervous, rough skate for them.
Yeah, it's a shame. We'll see what happens in the free skate. But at least they did make the free skate. And I'm sure breathing a bit of a sigh of relief that at least they're into the free. And then we get on to our two teams who, unfortunately, we won't see in the free skate. 17th were Zhukova and Bidar from Czech Republic. And these two, every time I see them, it's the kind of frustration where they so clearly are talented and have great potential and great skaters, great performers. Just the jump elements mm-hmm. so often let them down. And that was what happened here, unfortunately.
Yeah, and the problem with having two falls on both of your jump elements is sometimes the panel decides, no matter how well you recovered mm-hmm. from it, we're not going to go with you at all.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of sixes. And I think they're better skaters, particularly in the skating skills
mm-hmm. mark. Honestly, for me, even things like composition and yep. interpretation, I'm a big fan of this program. I think it's really interesting and different from what a lot of people are doing and really well choreographed. And if you just chop out that little chunk where they do the side-by-side triple toes followed by the throw triple lutz and just watch the rest of the program, mm-hmm. it is just so well skated and they have a great rapport with each other and the audience and the performance is fantastic. And it's just a shame that we don't see it recognized,
yeah.
but also in a way it's understandable because, yes, those jumping elements just seem to consistently let them down.
Yeah, it was a tough call between them and Gagliardi and Ambrosini to mm-hmm. make the free skate. And unfortunately for Zhukova and Bidar, they skated much earlier than yeah. Gagliardi and Ambrosini did. And so in spite of the fact that both teams had two falls... Mm-hmm. One team got a little bit of help in the PCS and the other didn't, in spite of the fact that I think the opposite would have been more accurate.
Well, and to be fair, Gagliardi and Ambrosini, one of the falls was just on yes. nothing, so it doesn't have a negative impact on an element the way for Zhukova and Bidar, two of their elements got minus Absolutely. Fives on them. That certainly doesn't help, unfortunately.
Yeah, for me it's more the number of sixes.
Yeah.
For a team that in spite of two falls, skated really well and mm-hmm. has a really well-constructed program.
Yeah. And then finally in 18th, we had Ziegler and Kiefer from Austria. And it's a real shame that they've struggled so much with injury this season. We yeah. haven't seen a ton of them. And when we have seen them, it's been kind of clear that, you know, injury has been an issue, that training time has been an issue, and they're not quite as solid and consistent as they have been in the past, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, none of the elements really went well.
Mm-hmm.
Everything yeah. was rough. The best element was the spin, but even that was not their best.
Mm-hmm.
And things like the twist was really rough. The side-by-side jumps didn't go well. But that one, I don't really care. If you yeah. can't land a side-by-side jump, for me, it was more things like the simplified group four lift to end
mm-hmm.
the step sequence that wasn't great.
Yeah, it's just I think you could just really see the lack of preparation time in them yeah. and it's such a shame that, you know, the timing for them was just really off, that they got injured at kind of the absolute worst time yeah. to prepare for an Olympic Games. And it's just a shame. I'm not sure if they intend to continue past this. At least they were still able to make it to one more Olympics. But yeah, it's just a shame we couldn't see their best here.
Yeah.
But I think that wraps us up for this pair's short program. What was your highlight out of a pretty solid
yeah.
event?
I mean, it's an easy one. I always miss them. We never get enough of them. Seeing Sui and Han mm-hmm. come out and skate flawlessly.
Yeah.
And set a monster of a world record, even though it could have been higher.
Yeah.
Should have been higher. They should have gotten more tens.
Yeah.
But even still, they beat their world record from the team event. Very deservedly so.
Yep.
It was just a phenomenal skate.
And honestly, similarly for me, all of the Russian teams did fantastically. Both American teams did fantastically. But for me, I have so missed seeing these Chinese pair teams yes. and Pong and Jin. Again, I was just so happy watching this program and thinking, this isn't the music I would have chosen for you, but I am just so happy to be watching you skate.
We just need to put it on mute and play regular Moonlight Sonata over top.
Exactly.
And then it would be perfect.
Somebody make that edit. I'm just so thrilled to see both of these Chinese teams after we have not seen nearly enough of them for the last couple of years,
yeah. frankly. Even pre-pandemic, we did not yeah. get enough of the Chinese pair teams.
Yeah.
I would also like to give a shout out for our commentators for having one insightful thing to say about Pong and Jin, which was their tidbit that they did not get into about the great Chinese pair swap, which is my favorite fun fact in figure skating history, I think.
Yeah, if you are not familiar, I'm pretty sure it's on their Wikipedia page, but basically in 2016, each of these two were skating with different people, and they just swapped partners.
Yep.
And everybody thought, that's a terrible idea. This is going to go horribly. Us included. Yeah. And then the first ones we saw were you and Zhang at Skate Canada. I went, oh, wow. No, okay, this was not a terrible idea.
And Peng and Jin had a bit of a slower rise than you and Zhang. They were, I think, kind of, I think it appears to me, I know nothing, but it appears to me that the intention was to pair up you and Zhang.
Mm-hmm.
And you two will work out fine together.
Yeah.
And you and Zhang were great, but he was quite a bit older.
Yeah.
And so they retired. And these two just kept getting better and better. And it shouldn't have worked.
Yeah, the fact that it worked at all is still just miraculous to me.
For both teams.
Yeah. I still remember sitting in the practice at Skate Canada 2016, like their first international competitive outing, and watching them and going, oh, you really pulled this off, didn't you? I did not expect this.
And just sitting there going, did they swap them back? Like, what's going on? How is this working? No, everything went fine.
Yeah.
And that's why I love the story of the great Chinese pair swap.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that the commentators knew that that happened.
Which is not to say that other people should be taking lessons for this.
No.
I think it's a miracle that it worked out as well as it did, but it's a miracle that should be remembered. So
it's just such a fun fact about their history that they were almost equally as good with former partners in 2016, and then slapdash swap them, stick them together in an off season.
Yeah.
And it somehow worked out fantastically.
Yeah. I do still miss Xiaoyu.
Yes. Always.
I would love if she would show back up at some point. I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
But these two, just so thrilled. And I hope that they continue to stick it out.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about Sui and Han, but these two
Please.
Still have so much more to give.
We don't have replacements for you yet.
Exactly. In terms of the weekly waxel, I think for us the biggest frustrating moment was that double throw fall for Moore Towers and Marinero. Again, especially since we've seen it happen before.
And again, it was funny the first time. Mm-hmm. We laughed so hard during the waxies when we nominated them. Him.
Yeah.
Kirsten was not nominated. She was nominated in a different category for a much nicer reward.
It's just... And at the Olympics, too, after such a rough season, it just...
The fact
again,
that
it's
they
not
have
funny
the worst
this time.
Timing.
Yeah.
At least at the Grand Prix final, you can only fall so far.
Yeah.
But that's still terrible timing. And then the next time you do it is at the Olympics, essentially a season later, because last season doesn't count.
Yeah. I just hope they can come back stronger for the free skate. But we will see that soon enough, because it starts in... not quite 12 hours as at this point.
Yeah. Oh, and then the Olympics are over.
Yeah. I was talking about yesterday. I wasn't sure if, you know, I just wanted it to be over after the women. But no, I am glad we're ending with pairs. I can only hope we have anywhere near this good of a pairs free skate.
Oh, should we be so lucky?
Yeah. We deserve it, frankly, at this point.
Yes, we do.
I don't know if we'll get what we deserve. But I hope that we do. Anyway, that wraps us up for this one. Thank you all so much for listening. Please let us know your thoughts about this week in figure skating at flutzescast@gmail.com. You can also follow us at flutzescast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more skating content.
Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/flutzescast for bonus episodes, and our merch store, flutzescast.redbubble.com. And if you like what we do, consider leaving us a review wherever you're listening. We'll be back shortly with Paris Free Skate. But until then, keep a watchful eye out for those flutzes and waxels, skating fans.